A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show.
All of his co-workers were gone. What could it mean? Stanley decided to go to the meeting room.
No. Fuck this game. Alright. What's going on, guys?
Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise. Also Max, because he's my co-host.
Why are you so awkward right now?
We have two different energies right now.
That's how he starts every show ever, don't you?
Oh, he's just...
No,
that's... Also Chris is here.
Also Chris is here.
Chris lives here.
Chris, we're at the house that Max and Chris live in. So Chris is also here. By default.
Oopsies.
So, you heard a tiny little bit of narration from a game that I was forced to play.
Forced is strong.
Well, I was forced to play. I didn't say I didn't enjoy it.
Fair enough.
Okay, so, this is gonna be the first week of a new segment that, it's a working title because I just thought of it, but, weird games that Max makes me play.
Right.
That sounds dirty. Yeah.
That's well, I wouldn't call them all weird. I actually have a whole plethora of games that I'm still playing from the Steam Summer Sale. So there's a lot of this that's going to happen. But right now, you heard a little clip from the Stanley Parable, which has been all over Reddit and is just ridiculous. Like, it's a fun game, but it is quite ridiculous.
I sat down thinking I was going to play a quick 7-minute... you know, walk down this path. But I was playing for like an hour and 15 minutes.
Like, you ended up, like, you knew you had to leave, and then...
I was just still there. I was still playing even after I knew I had to leave. I got 4 or 5 of the endings?
Yeah. We don't want to give away any spoilers, but...
So, it's a game where you play your Stanley... And one day you just all your coworkers are gone. The office is empty, and there's somebody narrating what's happening. So like you're put on a path, but then immediately you're given a choice of the left door or the right door. The narrator says, "Hey, go left,"
and you don't have to.
You can go right, and then there's another narration, and there's like tons and tons of different combinations of things that you can do. And there's narration for everything. Like, a lot of thought...
Oh, yeah.
...went into this game.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. Like, my favorite part of that game is just when the narrator just gets mad at you and, like, doesn't know what to do with you.
Yes.
It's pretty funny.
The last ending that you made me get... Well, I'm gonna try not to spoil anything, but it just made me so sad.
Oh, yeah.
As it like, faded away and the credits came, I was like, what? This is so sad. I didn't know what to think about it anymore. Because at first I'm like, oh, this guy's a douchebag. But then I'm like, oh.
All he wants to do is tell his story.
Yeah.
That's all he wants to do. He just wants to tell his story. And us being real people just mess everything up.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys should definitely play the Stanley Parable. It's on Steam. How much is it, like?
Yeah, it's like $15.
$10-$15.
I would say very worth it. It's not very involved, but it's definitely a time waster, and it.
And most of you may notice right away that it's built in Source, so.
Yeah.
It looks like Half-Life 2 or Portal.
Yep.
Kind of a similar environment.
It looks like Portal.
Yeah. Ha. So let's go to the next. Let's go to the next segment. Have you been listening to anything new in this last week?
I don't even remember what I had said last time.
You were listening to.
Was it Juicy J last time?
Juicy J.
Was it Juicy J?
Yeah, it was Juicy J.
No, this time I haven't really been listening to anything new. A lot of country since we started. You took me to Revolver, so I've been like, oh yeah, country, yeah,
country, yeah, okay,
yeah.
I've listened to a little bit more country too, but not a lot.
Yeah,
you got to go in small doses of that stuff.
It's true. I mean, realistically, like country is just like my dog died, my wife left, drinking beer on the beach. That's pretty much every country.
Plus, really, there's only like 50 songs that they play there, so you just gotta.
For those who are confused, Nate has been taking me to this country bar called Revolver.
I've told them about Revolver.
Okay, well, I have, since I've been back, I've gone with him a couple times. I've been back a week, and he's taken me a couple times. I'll just let you guys think about that.
And he's joining me and my sister on, like, every Wednesday now, so.
I wouldn't say every Wednesday.
Well, you're going to be gone a couple weeks, but.
Right.
After that, again, every Wednesday.
Oh, every Wednesday?
It's an every Wednesday thing. You have to go.
Okay.
And my mom's going this week.
I'm excited.
It'll be fun.
It will.
She's going to really embarrass me.
Of course.
Well, she's really clumsy.
Yeah, but that's what parents do. They embarrass their children.
She's probably going to fall. It's going to be embarrassing.
Oh, no. It won't happen. She won't fall. It'll be okay. So what have you? You've been listening to country? What's new with you? What have you been listening to?
Just going back. A lot of Mumford & Sons this week. I recycle everything that I listen to. Just a lot of Mumford & Sons this week.
Okay.
Can I tell you something?
I'm scared.
Last night I had a dream about Taylor Swift.
No. No. No, no, no. This is bad.
I was at an award ceremony thing or something that she was performing at.
Did Kanye West jump on stage?
No, no.
Did you punch him in the face?
No, but I was like real close to the stage and she's like, oh, hey, you. And then I took a picture with her and then later I crawled into her cave. Not like a physical cave, not her vagina. I didn't crawl into her vagina. I crawled into her cave where she lived under the stage. And she told me about how she was getting married and she was real excited. I'm like, wow, that's really amazing. And then I realized that the picture that my friend had took, he forgot to change it over to picture. So it was actually just like a minute long recording of me standing next to Taylor Swift. I'm like, well, I just want a picture. So we have to take another picture. But I had to wait until she performed again because she had to go back out on stage and then.
But you were in her cave. Why couldn't.
I was in her cave. Because turns out. Some kind of weird serpent monster. I don't know what happened. She wasn't Taylor Swift in the cave. She kind of changed to something else. But then back into Taylor Swift once she was back up on the stage performing her songs.
So what you're saying is that Taylor Swift is an evil serpent.
Yeah, but she's getting married, so.
Is she getting married? I missed this.
No, I don't think she is.
No, I don't think she is. She's too busy running through different boyfriends.
I don't think she's with anybody currently, though, is she? I haven't heard. She's
probably.
I don't.
She is Taylor Swift. She just hops between boyfriends.
Because of the addiction, I've tried not to really keep up with who Taylor Swift is dating. But, so I had a dream last night about her. It was a little bit of a relapse, and I wanted to share that with
you. Yeah, I really wish you didn't. I really wish you hadn't shared that. That's awkward.
Sorry.
It's okay. On to the next segment, which is.
Are you playing anything different when you poop?
No, not really.
Oh, really? You're not?
No, I haven't.
I believe there was a game that we both discovered yesterday.
You can go ahead and search through my phone. It is actually not on my phone anymore.
You got rid of Tiny Death Star?
That quickly, yes.
Oh, I still.
It's so boring.
I still like it.
I played Tiny Tower, forever. And for those who may not be aware, there's a new, and I put that in quotes, you can't see it, but I did, new game, Star Wars Tiny Death Star. For anyone who's ever played the iPhone, Android game Tiny Tower, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, I never played the Tiny exact Tower, though, same so game. I'm getting all the fun of Tiny Tower plus Star Wars right now. So, it's still fun for me.
No, it's...
Well, that's what I'm playing when I poop.
Yeah, I actually don't play anything while I poop right now. I just sort of go in there, do my business, and get out. That'll change, because I've sort of not had any games on my phone. Brand new, so...
Yeah, because you just got an iPhone. You had
some of the... I have two games on there now.
What games you got? You got Minesweeper.
And XCOM Enemy Unknown. Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
Aliens shooting people. Most people have probably played that, I think.
I've never played it.
Really? It's on Steam. The expansion comes out, I believe, on Friday. Same day that my PS4 comes out. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to play that, because I'll be on my PS4.
But it's also on the... Is it free? Or is
No, it's $20.
$20 on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a full game?
Oh, yeah. Like,
you pay $20 for it?
Yeah. It's a really good game. It's actually one of my favorite games. All right, the idea behind this game is you are XCOM, which is like a multi-government agency dedicated to fighting off an alien invasion.
Okay.
And then it's tactical, like turn-based. So you have like a squad of up to 6 soldiers, and they can move so far, and they can shoot at things. Like aliens.
All right. So is it like a board or is it
sort of? Yeah. It's like, like there's cars and stuff and like buildings and up and down and it's a grid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite types of games and I'm really good at it.
Like a Fire Emblem. Have you ever played Fire Emblem?
No, I haven't.
Final Fantasy Tactics?
Yeah, I mean, sort of like that. Yeah, it's the same idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you can, that'll be one of the games that I'll have you play.
That'll be one of the games? Okay, so we'll hear more about that in a future episode.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the topic of this episode. And, I thought that, this episode would benefit greatly from some events that have currently happened, and I'm sure you've got great stories. I've got a couple good stories. Chris probably has some good stories over there, yeah?
What are we talking about?
Being drunkenness.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Drinking a little too much.
Yes. Yeah, there's some good stories. We're going to start off with the obvious one of our own Nathan Prell.
Can we tell stories about me? Is that allowed?
Yeah,
or do we only have to tell stories about
myself? No, I think that's going to happen. I think all these stories are going to be about Nate. In the past...
I've only been drunk around you guys 3 times.
In the past week.
No. The very first time at Jeff's 21st birthday party.
Which was so much fun.
That was a good night.
To be fair, you didn't end up having a bad time until the morning after. Is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't get sick till afterwards. Well, I mean, after we smoked like 3 cigars, after I smoked like 3 cigars,
yeah,
I started feeling
there's
sick.
There's a running trend around every time that Nate gets sick. He does things, first of all, that I tell him not to do. And he also just does just a bunch of bad things in a row.
You just let me do it. This is all new experience.
No. The night
no.
before Max got here, when we first moved into the house, and Jeff was like, "Hey guys, I got some champagne for everyone."
Okay.
Everyone, hold on, might I add. Everyone, because we're all here to celebrate the fact that we're moving into the house. So,
Christopher,
Nate... No, hold on.
Christopher, let me just clarify.
To be fair...
I gave him, like, $15.
Okay, that I did not know. Well, Nate had a fair share of the champagne.
I had about a bottle.
Which is fine. Champagne's great. Everybody, you know, most people like champagne. And, it was the day after Halloween, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we had some on-sale candy. There was a hefty bowl of on-sale candy here on the counter along with...
Hefty bowl.
Along with, you know, the champagne and stuff. And Nate was going to town on chocolate.
I didn't eat that much chocolate.
And not just chocolate. It was chocolate and there was also a lot of, like, Reese's chocolate. So it was chocolate peanut butter, too. So it was a lot of sweet...
And York.
Like,
yeah.
And York peppermint patties. And I was like, Nate, buddy, I think you should slow down on the chocolate because you're drinking a lot. and you're eating a lot of chocolate, and I think that that might not mix well in your stomach.
But I was fine for a long time, and then Kayla came over.
Yeah, you were fine until you... Everyone is fine until they're not fine, man. Like, I was fine for a long time. Well, cool, but then you weren't fine, and that's the point that you don't want to cross.
But I was fine until right after Kayla left. So I was...
Your body held it together for as long as it could.
It was like, I just can't shut down and embarrass myself in front of her.
Okay, well, pretty much right after Kayla left, Nate Prowl, the stomach, decided that it was having a bad time, and he was going to throw up, so he made his way to the bathroom, which he resided in for a while.
I did not throw up, though.
No, I know. He didn't throw up at that point. Came back in, and joined the party for a while, kind of zoned out on the chair. Then I think he made some kind of like a sand crawl to the bathroom again.
Yeah, I said I think I might have to vomit again.
Yeah, where you proceeded to pass out.
I don't think I passed out.
I don't know, dude.
In there for a while, but I didn't pass out.
Did you hear me talking to you?
No.
Did you just choose not to respond? Just tell the viewers you chose not to respond.
No, maybe I did fall asleep. I was pretty tired.
That's... Being really tired when you're drunk and falling asleep is called... passing out.
No,
but that's
no.
okay.
No,
that's okay. Anyway, so then he crawled back in, and anyways, well, he ended up staying over. It all turned out fine. But I mean, don't eat a bunch of nasty candy and then smoke one time. I admit.
And you keep saying I smoked a bunch that night.
I admit you only smoked one time.
But to everyone
you've been listening
else,
to me?
Everyone else, you've been saying that I smoked a lot. You've been exaggerating the story, and it's making me look bad. I smoked one cigarette.
Okay, fine. Well, this time. I didn't.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
We can also jump. We can jump forward from here to, what is it, Friday night.
This past Friday night.
Where?
We had a welcome home, Max.
Yeah,
slash
it was.
Because
I wasn't there. I wasn't there for that
party.
I got home the next day.
Yeah.
Well, I was home. I was just passed out in the hotel room because I had been
on
a plane and I was
really
hungover. But. So, this last Friday, we were playing beer pong right as the party began.
Well,
really.
Hold on. First, Laura comes over with what was it that she had?
Birthday cake shot. Months, Laura has been talking about this. Hold on, what is it? It's like cinnamon. Hold on.
Cinnamon Bailey's, I believe.
I started the night off with a shot of Malibu rum.
Yeah, vanilla cinnamon. Bailey's. It's a holiday or Christmas, whatever, drink. She's really excited about it, doing it with coffee or whatever. Well, she got that in combination with some, like, birthday cake Smirnoff. And they mix them together with milk and all this other crazy stuff to make these really sweet, delicious...
Absolutely, like, stress
kind of Bailey's Kahlua, really sweet shots.
I went ahead and had four
very
of those.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four.
Within, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair,
the girls were churning them out. They were like,
oh, yeah.
Aubrey drank
and we were
it
all
straight out of
them.
The thing.
We were all drinking them
out of
like
the
a lot too. So it wasn't just him. Like we were all drinking these.
Yes. Yes.
So you can't blame this.
No, I'm just saying
on the shot.
No.
Probably did not help that after that I then went and lost two games of beer pong.
And
in
also
a row,
on top
and
of that
badly.
Well, the first game we did get down. We got you guys down to two.
Okay,
so it was even, and my partner was drinking the beer. The second game with my sister, because she doesn't drink alcohol.
She doesn't drink.
Where I drank
Nate was drinking
all of
for
the
beer, both of them.
And she doesn't know how to play very well.
Right.
So we did really bad.
Yeah, I think you guys got two cups.
No, we got like four cups, but she got three. She was doing really good for not knowing what she was doing.
So then,
beginner's luck is a thing. Like,
yeah, it
happens.
Is a thing.
That really is true in beer pong, too. So... But yeah,
which is why I wait so long between instances.
Yeah, you ended up drinking all your beers. So from those two games, you drank all your beers, a couple of ours, and then that last game, most of ours.
Yeah.
And then you were just gone.
And then Jeff gave me another can of beer.
See, Jeff's
like,
an instigator. Jeff
is
no help.
He is an instigator.
And then I spilled some of that beer because he like popped it open and pushed it onto me. Like forced it into my hand. So I spilled beer on my shirt, so I take off my shirt, and I'm running around in a tank top now. And I'm standing on the counter, and I'm like, well, I'm not next to the counter, I'm leaning, I'm like, man, I'm really aware of my teeth right now. And I was just really aware of everything, and I don't know, I think you were out in the garage, Max, I don't know where Chris was, were you inside? But I was pointing at everybody,
Yeah,
I was being real loud.
That and sounds about correct.
And my legs just gave out a couple times, and I had to like sit on the ground.
You
for a
did
second
end
and
up
back up,
laying like passing out on our driveway.
Hold on, let me get you to that point.
That's in a minute. That's in a minute.
Let me get you to that
more,
point.
Is there more
there's
between
a,
this?
There's a thing between it. You were outside most of the day, most of the night, so you didn't missed it because
I was also sick.
Yes.
So I was running.
Yeah,
inside.
Max started out the evening already.
Already
not
already
feeling
sick.
Very good.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
So I didn't end up drinking very much, but I did whoop your ass at beer pong.
You did.
So there's always that.
So I was inside yelling at everybody. Not yet. I was just loudly talking.
Just shouting.
You're
just shouting a lot.
Shouting a lot.
Mm-hmm. I get real loud. At one point, we went out. Me and my sister went out into the garage, and I was walking in circles around her because I was very aware of my legs.
I remember that.
To give you a feel for the layout, the beer pong was taking place in the garage.
Oh, yes.
So.
Right.
And then
the garage was completely empty, so the beer pong was like in a side of it, and there was a lot of empty space in the garage, and that's where a lot of people were most of the night.
Yes.
And then I came back inside, and Laura's friend was like standing over here, so I lean on the couch, and I'm like talking, I'm like, all right, getting a little bit of a headache, so I was laying on Laura's friend.
Wow.
I don't know her that well. That was probably incredibly awkward for her.
I don't think she cared.
I don't think she cared.
No. Michelle doesn't care. She doesn't care a bit.
Yeah, she seems pretty chill.
Pretty chill. She let it happen, but right. it was probably a little weird.
To be fair, she had me make her drinks, and I put quite a bit of booze in them. She got drunk quick.
And then
so,
at this point, most people were out in the garage
watching. She wanted it that way, but...
Yeah. Watching the beer pong that was happening, and nobody was supervising me, so I walked.
Need you be supervised?
I walked out onto the patio.
Okay.
Closed the door behind me. Climbed over the fence.
Wow! I didn't know.
I didn't know
about
all this.
I'm
actually proud of you.
Climbed over the fence. I'm like, how is nobody stopping me right now? I felt like a small child getting away with things.
Because we don't care that
you're a grown adult.
You're a grown adult.
No, but I was. Very, very drunk, and somebody should have been watching me.
That
and
we
so
were trying to
I
get
walked,
very drunk.
I walked around the front of the house, and because the garage door was like a little bit, it was like a foot and a half up,
mm-hmm.
so that the air can get out, so it didn't get too stuffy in there. So I crawled under it and freaked out everybody because your friend's wife,
Vicky,
yeah, she was on that side of the beer pong table, which was right next to it. So I just crawl up, I'm like, it's me. And she's like, oh man, what's going on here? Scared her. And then so I just sat there for like 2 minutes. I'm like, I'm not too hot right now. So I lean, I crawl back halfway out under the garage.
That's where
and
I
stayed there.
Yeah, that's
where
I came out into the garage. And I was pretty much really drunk at this point, too. I think I was really excited because one of our other friends had shown up who I didn't expect to be here.
Oh, yes.
And
I love
like,
that sneak
and
invite.
This is the garage and everything. And all I know is the garage is kind of, like you said, it's like a foot and a half open. Nate's legs are sticking in the garage. Don't know where the rest of Nate is. Don't really know what's happening. I kind of looked, guesstimated the situation to be that Nate was puking up outside.
I think, like... Five times.
Yeah, right into
quickly,
our rocks.
Quickly brushed up that situation and showed my friend the rest of the house. I don't really...
Yeah.
As far as that, apparently there's... Jeff stepped in. Oh, glorious Jeff.
Jeff came in
with the hose.
Like, Jeff,
at this point, my shirt was off. As was our other friends.
Everyone's shirts were off. I'm like, Jeff, can you maybe get me some paper towels?
When it comes to parties, it happens.
Like, because I kind of want to clean up myself a little bit here. I kind of puked all over the place.
Shit, dude.
That was my phone.
iPhone down.
The case saved it.
The case has saved it.
That was a
really loud high five.
That was a good high five.
So I'm like, Jeff, give me some paper towels. I wanna get a little bit cleaned up here. So
now,
just to preface this,
Jeff is not very helpful on a lot of things.
No, he's not
on a regular
he's
basis.
He's never helpful. And especially not when
he's and when he
been
drinks
drinking.
A lot, he becomes
even
less helpful,
helpful.
But more funny.
So he hands me like five paper towels. I'm like, thank you, Jeff. And then he throws the roll at me.
Oh yeah, wasted. Like it was a full roll.
So the roll lands next to me, not in the puke section, but mm-hmm. like behind me. And then Jeff's like, well, I'm gonna clean up some of this puke. So he gets the hose and starts spraying the rocks. and me. Mind you, it's like 40 degrees outside. I'm wearing just a wife beater, so I'm not covered up a lot. And now I'm wet. And now the paper towels behind me are wet. So
the whole roll is soaked.
Like, I love Jeffrey, towels. And he really tries to be helpful.
He's trying too hard to be helpful.
It just doesn't come off.
Except, okay, there was probably like maybe 60% that was trying to be helpful. The other 40% was like, I have a hose. Ah,
yeah.
I'm going to spray him down. Ah, we're going to clean it. You like that, Nate Pro? Ah,
yeah,
like, he sounds like a 40s mobster.
Exactly,
but
that's what
I was... And then so I'm just sitting out there freezing. And then all of a sudden, there's a jacket on me. I'm like, okay, cool. Didn't know whose jacket that was. It turned out to be Chris's jacket.
Did you get it all wet and pukey?
No, that was at. I didn't puke on the jacket because I was still freezing with that jacket.
But you're wet at this point, and
still
then my jacket
wet.
Goes
just
on
a little
to you.
Bit wet. You should probably wash it.
I know.
And then my jacket gets put on me, so I'm like, okay, two jackets, still freezing cold. And then so Jeff walks me around the neighborhood, finally starts being helpful.
Is that helpful?
Yeah,
is walking around the neighborhood.
I don't remember any of this.
Point?
I think I was already
because
in my bed at this point.
Max's friend Steven was like, you got to get him up. He can't just be sitting down. He's got to get up and move around. It'll help him sober up a bit. So Jeff walked me around the neighborhood a bit. We came back. I was like, okay, all right. Still not feeling too good. But,
yeah. I mean, you weren't here the morning after, so I assume
no.
you got home safely.
Yeah, Shaylee drove him home.
Yeah, because I do have a built-in DD.
Yeah,
so,
your sister.
So I did get a ride home, and then my parents came outside and helped me inside. I had to stop and almost puked into our rocks at home, but I didn't.
Well, what your parents must think of us now.
They probably appreciate it.
So they drop me in my bed, give me a barf bowl just in case, which I didn't have to use, thankfully. And within seconds, I was gone. I was passed out for like 12 hours.
But you had a really great sleep all through the night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I woke up the
next
morning. No, I felt like a million bucks.
My night was totally different than yours. Because I wanted to be on that level. I wanted to be drunk. And I just could not do it. I had some sort of stomach bug, I don't know, because I was throwing up. The entire night.
Max threw up before the party even started.
Oh, yeah. Before drinking, I threw up. And then I drank a little bit and threw up some more. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm done. Maybe I can continue drinking.
False.
No, I was wrong. I ended up throwing up again. And at that point, it's about midnight. I decide I'm going to go to bed. I'm like, well, bye, guys. I'm sorry that I can't be at my own party. And I went and laid in bed. I woke up at about 2:30-ish. And that's when everyone was crashing out, because some people stayed, like Laura was here, and other people, they were here all over the house, crashed out. And that was when everyone went to bed, but I had just woken up, and I had to throw up again. So I ended up laying in front of the toilet for about 3 hours, unable to throw up, and unable to get up.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was a terrible night for me. And then when I did finally end up throwing up, it was more dry heaves than anything, and it was incredibly painful. My stomach still actually hurts.
Yeah.
Like, now.
My stomach is fine, but my throat, the morning after, my throat was messed up. Ayo.
Ayo.
Like, I don't know. It sucked.
Yeah.
It does suck. Well,
so those are all of my drunk stories. I only have the three.
Well, I told mine. Well, ish.
You have way more drunk stories, though.
Yeah, but not recently.
Yeah, we can't just sit here and tell all of our drunk stories.
I already told the story about when I was in Baltimore last time.
Okay.
So,
well,
that's it. That's all I got.
Chris, your best drunk story.
My best one?
Best one.
I don't really even know. There's quite a few.
Just one of your favorites. Just choose one.
I don't know. I think my favorite, since living in Vegas, I would have to say my favorite was Jeff's party.
Jeff's 21st birthday party was really great. And at one point... pretty much all of the party goers ended up sleeping over
everybody
at the party.
Did.
Everybody did.
Nobody left.
Nobody left. And Max ended up, he was like hiding in the bathroom, in the tub.
I don't even know how that happened.
I don't know how that happened either.
That was the next party after that happened.
No, it wasn't.
Was it?
Was it?
Okay, well, and that's the party that I'm talking about.
I do remember, because I remember the girls ended up locking us outside.
Hold on, hold on. I was the one
and
that,
running around top.
I was the one sober for this, so let me explain.
No, okay, no, that was Jeff's birthday party. I'm talking about a different one. You're right. Jeff's birthday party is the one where Jeff drank a shit ton, passed out on the grass, was cutting the grass, was making it rain
yes,
with
yes.
random
that
ones that he found in his pocket.
That's
no, no, no.
It was not the
because
same party.
The, everybody else came to the other party.
To the next party.
That was the weekend after that.
That party was Jeff's 21st. The next day, we went and did...
like IHOP
right?
or... something.
Oh yeah, I do remember yeah. that.
We did. We went to
Denny's, or
we went
no,
to.
It was IHOP.
We went
it was
to IHOP,
IHOP
the next morning
yeah.
for that. Mm-hmm. The next week,
that next party was the good one.
The next week,
both parties were.
The yeah. Morrises came home from their like month long vacation wherever they went,
mm-hmm.
and so we had another party.
It was super
impromptu.
That party was very spontaneous because
yes.
it started out as poker night, and the girls came and were like, "Oh, let's make these crazy teardrop things."
And they had a bottle,
right? And they started making drinks. Stuff got out of hand from there. I don't even know when I passed
and that was,
from regular.
I hold
to,
on
to getting drunk.
I, having previously had my first drunken experience the week before, had sworn off of alcohol for this party. I was like,
mm-hmm.
"You made
I'm
a
not going to drink."
On that one, I think.
No, I. Did not. I was, because then I was going to go home, but then I was like, I'm having a lot of fun with all these drunk people. So I stayed the night too, even though I did not drink anything. People kept trying to make me drink things. I did not.
That sounds
And by correct. People, he means me.
So,
I was also helping a lot trying to
so we
enable,
were,
but...
Like, so let's do some of the highlights. Me and Max, right? Or no, me and Jeff go to the store because
we were
run out
of alcohol.
So,
and it didn't take long.
No. That's because that night was not supposed to happen.
Right. I
it
think
just,
the only alcohol we had was like a little bottle of rum that Aubrey had.
Yeah, it was some Tennessee honey
that
Brittany
brought.
That brought.
And it's her fault that it's my favorite alcohol now, too.
Right.
Because I had never had it before that party.
And then I think there was some vodka that also made its way in because we made those teardrop things.
Yeah. And then they ended up leaving and going to get another bottle of Tennessee, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So another bottle of Tennessee honey showed up.
So we come back and all the guys are
out in the backyard.
Are out in the backyard and they're locked out of the house because I guess the girls decided they were going to run around the house with the shirts off.
Right. Bra's still on.
Bra's still on.
Because us guys, naturally, we sort of like, we're like, what the fuck is going on inside?
There's windows.
There's windows. And so we saw. Although they tried like shutting things and so that we couldn't see, but it didn't work.
So we come, me and Jeff come back to that, and we're like, all right, things are getting interesting. We finally get everybody back inside, and then everyone starts jumping up onto the little overhang above
me
the kitchen.
Oh, I
did
get
yes.
up there. I forgot about that.
I was up there too.
Everybody decided, let's all give this one a try. So I'm sitting on the ground, like in the kitchen, helping the drunkards get down off this. It's like 8 feet high. That was very unsafe.
Yeah, it was super unsafe. Glad you're there to help us because
yeah.
we would have died. Would have fallen down
yeah,
and snapped our necks.
I was not terribly drunk at this party. Well, I may have been at that time.
I think you drank a little bit, but you weren't as bad as some of the other people. So things start to calm down. We're like, okay, guys, maybe we should start settling down, getting ready for everyone to go to sleep.
Right, I was trying to help everybody get to
and
sleep.
Carl
refused.
Chris...
I was trying to be a responsible host. It was my mother-in-law's house that
well,
we were partying at.
Not
yet. At that time, just girlfriend's mom, fiance's mom, whatever. I don't know. And
I
so I
was
trying to make sure
I think it was
everybody.
Just girlfriend at the time.
No, because Jeff's birthday is in June. It was just barely fiance's mom. Anyway,
this was 2 years ago.
It was not 2 years ago. It was Jeff's 21st birthday.
Last year,
right? Oh, okay. Never mind. I don't know.
Anyways. How And so, so I'm trying to make sure everyone has a bed, everyone's taken care of, everything's okay.
But Chris,
all
yes.
up.
Chris
well,
himself,
I ended up carrying a lot of people to bed.
Yes,
right, well,
I
they finally
so.
Made me go to sleep. No, it's just fine.
No, he was very drunk. He came out of the room.
Yeah, I
like
was
maybe
asleep.
Five times, like, hey, how's everybody doing? Hey,
I wanted to be a part of it, okay? I want to be a part of everybody's going to sleep.
Yeah, because I believe... Like, isn't this when Jeff ended up, like, having to be carried?
No,
to bed?
That was his birthday party the week before.
Yeah. And Jeff were, like, the most sober ones. Jeff had drinking a little bit, but he was still pretty good. So
they finally
Connor
get me in the room, And then I come out, I go to sleep for like half an hour. I come back out, go to the bathroom. I guess I just got real tired again. So I, and the carpet, the, oh, nice, the carpet, the rug in the bathroom was just super soft. So I went back to sleep in the bathroom still.
And at one point I tried going to the bathroom.
And Max showed up and tried going to the bathroom too. It was like,
I'm like, what the hell? So I just,
why is this door jammed?
And I just kept hitting
that was
it.
My head.
And it was his head. And he did not wake up from that.
Did
like,
not wake up.
I slammed his head multiple times. And eventually I just like was like, what the hell? I peek in. I'm like,
there am I.
So I go and knock on
in
the
in my
bed.
Underwear, by the way, because yeah. I've been actually asleep in a real bed earlier.
Yes. Right. I go get Aubrey and I'm like, come get your thing.
Come
over
get
here.
This.
Yes. Because
this is yours.
I had put Aubrey in charge of making sure Chris stayed in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Nate and Laura had gone off to their bed, so mm-hmm. we're like, okay, they're okay, except that Dylan and Connor
kept wanting to run
after,
in there.
After running around with the vacuum for like 5 minutes,
yeah, I don't know.
Decided, oh, we didn't get to say goodnight to Nate. So they keep going into their room that they were staying in while Nate is very sick, throwing up. And
Nate
they're like trying to hug
He's
him
like
and be
Pro.
Like, oh, good night, man, good night. And so they come back out, and I'm gonna be like, guys, just lay. Come on, guys, just lay down. Then at one point, they freak out because
they don't know where Max is.
Oh yes, yes.
And they think Max is like with Brittany, but Brittany is really
their sister,
asleep, just fine in a whole other room. Max is like in the tub or something.
Yeah, I was sitting in the tub. I don't know why.
You were trying to get away from all the madness that I had to deal with.
That might be it, because I remember carrying Brittany to bed twice, because the first time she wouldn't go, and I just was like, fuck
yeah, the
it.
First time she kept getting up and coming back out.
I picked her up and threw her, no, and then the second time
no,
she did the same
no,
thing.
No, because she kept getting up
yeah,
and going on her
the
phone
second time.
And calling Brian,
her ex-boyfriend,
oh, that's right.
Her brothers were also not happy about.
Right, that's right. But I do remember the second time she was like, she had crawled out of the room, like she couldn't stand up.
Yeah,
so
she couldn't stand up anymore.
Took her back in, and that's why I think they thought that I was in there with her, because
yes.
I had carried
so they,
her into bed.
They were freaking out. I'm like, dude, he's not doing that.
It's fine.
When they get when the Morrises get drunk, they get very angry.
More angry than they usually are.
Yes.
Right.
And then after all of that excitement, I finally get to go to sleep, and then the next day we go and do engagement pictures.
No, wait. There was more to that night.
No, that's where it ends.
Was that our engagement photo shoot?
Yeah, the next
no,
morning.
No, wasn't. We played.
That was
Dylan,
a happy time.
Dylan, me, Laura ended up playing Go Fish.
Oh, we were. We were playing Go Fish.
We played Go for a long time. Like, everyone else is, like, going to bed, and then eventually
that's
Laura
how
wakes
we,
up.
That's how
and,
we
like,
finally
Dylan
got
gets
every,
up.
That's how we finally got everybody to go to sleep. We wore them out with Go Fish.
Yeah, we played for a long while, like, 2 or 3 hours of Go Fish. After, wow. like, everything was finally settled down.
I would have been bored as hell. I'm glad I went to bed early.
That was my favorite Chris's drunk story. Just, he kept getting up and trying to...
I was trying to be helpful. I'm like Jeff, who just like...
He tries
people
to be
hoe.
Helpful, but it just doesn't come off that way.
I was being legitimately helpful. I was making sure everybody had a bed. Everything was fine. And they was trying to like scoop me up and sweep me back into my own bed. I was like, no! Because
I had decided to stay so that I could take over that position because you were too drunk.
I was...
Because I was going to go home and not deal
drunk.
With that crap. But I was like, no, I'm a good friend. I'm the only sober one.
Bless
I'm going to take
soul.
Care of the situation.
Yeah.
Well, Max, but just real quick, one of my other favorite drunk
oh, okay.
stories.
All right.
My favorite drunk Jeff story is Jeff's 21st birthday party. Because
oh, yeah,
he drank a lot really fast. And although he did not smoke anything.
He was out there when we were
it
smoking.
It is Aubrey's life mission
to make
get
him
Jeff
smoke.
To smoke. Anything, whether it's a cigar or a cigarette or anything. And so she was like blowing smoke in his face the whole time and like holding the cigarette up to his lips and like demanding him to inhale, which he never did. And anyways, I guess all the smoke got to him and made him really sick. So he passed out on the grass, threw
no,
up.
This is after, like, he's laying there. Like, he falls out of his chair. And we're
right, he falls out of
like,
his chair.
And he's laying there, like, playing with the grass and like. Just, like,
yeah.
being really weird.
Insane.
And he cannot get
And
up.
Previous to that, he had pulled out a bunch of ones from his wallet and was
and
like, look how
they're
gonna rain! And I was like, wow, cool, Jeff. Yeah, great time. So anyways, me and Max ended up having to carry him inside, lay him on the bed, Nate's drunk too. This is Nate's first time ever being drunk.
Yeah, I kind of passed out on that outside table for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great time.
I was pretty sober on that one, I think. I mean, I remember drinking a lot.
I was pretty sober too. I didn't drink that much.
Yeah.
I smoked
not
a lot.
I didn't drink nearly as much that night as I did the next Saturday. But
no, I went to bed just fine that night.
Yeah. So,
do you have a favorite drunk story, Max?
Those just about cover them.
All right.
Like that was that Saturday.
Those are a couple of the greatest parties.
It's nice to know that I participated in your guys' favorite drunk stories.
That's because,
I mean, I do have one from tech school that I can share.
Well, yeah, I have a few from high school.
Well, I don't care about those ones.
Yeah, our but honestly, those, because the people that were at those parties are more meaningful to me than the people were at my high school and college parties.
Yeah, that makes
those
sense.
Those are my more favorite.
Yeah, because I could tell a story, like, this is like how you get kicked out of the Air Force type joke story.
No, well, we probably shouldn't tell that one, just in case one of the 10 people listening has any control over the Air Force.
Well, no, the person is out. The person that did
The person that did this got kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then go ahead and tell it.
All right, so, tech school, Mississippi, about, I don't know, 2.5 years ago. There's a bar on base. It's called the Vandenberg. Everyone calls it the V. Me and, like, my best friend at the time, Kane, like, he was my best friend there. We're drinking at the bar. Just getting slammed.
Okay.
But, like, we're not, like, doing anything crazy. We're just, because there's a bunch of pool tables and, like, a dance floor and stuff. So, we're just having a good time. But there's another guy that's from our squadron there. He ends up drinking heavily. Like, more than us. And so, the bar closes at 2. And we are usually there until 2. This night in particular, we are there until 2. And right at the end, this guy was like, "Dudes! I want to get us all adios, motherfuckers." And we're like, okay, cool. And so he gets them right as it closes. So we go out on the patio because everything's closed up. And we have these 3 drinks.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, I can't drink this. I'm going to end up doing something stupid.
Now, what is it? What is in this drink?
It is, I don't even know. It's blue. I know that it's a blue drink. And it will tear you up. It has a lot of alcohol in it.
Okay, I'll avoid this.
No. You should definitely try it. It's very tasty. Like, I had been drinking a couple of them that night. It's very tasty.
Okay.
But I just knew that, like, if I drank this, bad things would happen to me.
Okay.
So and were you correct?
Oh, yes. I was very correct. Because this guy ends up drinking mine, too. I'm like, dude, that's not a good idea. You shouldn't drink mine. But he ends up drinking it anyway. I'm like, all right, I can't control you. And so the 3 of us go stumbling back to our dorm rooms.
Okay.
And we're, like, helping each other walk in. We get into the building, just torn up. We go up to our rooms. We have to help him get to his room.
Okay.
I get him into his room. I end up going back to my room. This is where my absolute knowledge of the night ends.
Okay.
More happens to this guy, though.
Okay.
So what happened, what I've heard now, because I ended up having to fill out a statement about this. It was crazy.
Okay.
This guy ended up coming back out of his room.
Of course.
After. Yeah. He ended up passing out. There's vending machines in the area. He ended up passing out near the vending machines. And so, like, an hour later, someone had found him there and helped him back to his room again.
Okay.
And then the next morning, that's all that happens there. Like, this is just to demonstrate the level of drunk this guy was.
Okay.
The next morning, the entire, because we lived on the second floor, the entire first floor, like the wing that was under him, was flooded. And no one knew why.
Wow.
Turns out this guy had decided he wanted to take a shower, fell asleep in the shower all night, blocked the drain, and it flooded entire dormitory.
Oh, man.
It was intense. Like, he like getting in a lot of trouble. Like, there's a price to pay for this one. So, don't drink too much, don't clog your shower, don't flood buildings.
Just don't, if you're drinking by yourself, just, don't take a shower.
Yeah.
Don't get in water.
Drunk.
Yeah, drunk in water doesn't.
If you're drunk, don't get in water.
Yeah. That just sounds like a terrible
good,
idea.
We should have told Jeff that so he could have not put you in water. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good rule all around.
That's almost an hour. So let's finish this off with things that we like. So what are your favorite drinks? What are some drinks that you like?
My favorite drink is definitely like a whiskey and Coke. I would normally say Jack and Coke, except I've been drinking a lot of Crown and Coke. And that is also very good. So
we should get some Crown.
Yeah, we should. But whiskey is my favorite alcohol. But yeah, so like Jack and Coke, vodka Red Bull.
Vodka Red Bull has been my favorite lately because we've been partying pretty late and it helps because alcohol generally after a while, especially if I smoke, puts me to sleep. So the Red Bull kind of helped me stay a little amped a little longer.
Exactly. So. And if you just want to get messed up, definitely Purple Headed Ninja.
Okay. Don't know what that is. Chris, what are some drinks that you like?
Yeah, pretty much every time that we go out, I like to a bar, anything, it's pretty straightforward. Jack and Coke, vodka, Red Bull. I'm not afraid to admit, I do appreciate a good Cosmo.
Oh, I like some Cosmos.
Vodka cranberry up in here. When I go with Aubrey, it makes that easier because it'll be like, oh, can I get a Jack and Coke and a Cosmo, you know, for the lady? And then I go ahead and
give her the
steal the Cosmo for myself. But yeah, other than that, as far as like specialty drinks, I don't really branch out too often. I'm sorry to say, like when we go out, I don't get like, you know, the Kahlua, nutmeg, swizzle, vanilla tea. I'm not really into all that.
No, that was a good made up.
Thank you. Aubrey always does. She's like, yeah, I'd like the strawberry, umbrella, wanna hagaluki. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm like, I don't know about that.
I think it's worth like, just jacket. One drink. Like, at the beginning, you have, like, one just random drink. Yeah, like, just pick something random off the menu and drink it. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea, because then you, like, get a taste for different things.
Yes.
I don't really have specific drinks that I like, because basically I just drink whatever's put in front of me.
But, like, okay, when we go out, though, what do you usually order?
Like, if we're, like, when we go to Revolver, I think when we've gone the past couple times...
Beer.
I'll either drink beer, like just whatever the cheapest beer is, or I've gotten Jack and Ginger a couple times.
Jack and Ginger.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
But yeah. I think my favorite alcoholic beverage that I've had is that Berry Blast Cider from BJ's.
Really?
It's real good.
All right.
And I do have to say, like, if you're going to get, like, a whiskey and ginger ale, you should definitely go with Jameson instead of Jack. Like, you should know. I'm just like, you know, like, Jameson and ginger ale is a very good drink.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But
so just give that a try sometime.
I'm not afraid of drinking the girly drinks.
He surely
I'll order a Cosmo.
Surely is not.
I don't care. I ordered, back before I stopped drinking soda, we remember when we were sitting at that bar, I was ordering Shirley Temples. I didn't care.
There's no alcohol in there.
I know. But no, Shirley Temple's is a girly drink.
It's not a girly
It's not a girly drink necessarily,
but when you go out to the bar with us and we're like, Jack and Coke, Jack and Coke, Jack and Coke,
Shirley Temple,
please?
Well.
Then you look like a loser.
That's true.
But I enjoyed it. So, I guess that's the end of this.
There's more things, right? Aren't there? There has to be.
We took up the whole... What's going on?
Because it hasn't even been 50. It hasn't been 50 yet.
We'll save the other segments for the next episode.
We need to speed through, like, the final segments, right?
But then we'll be out of stories for the next episode.
No, just, like, the last little segments.
Okay. Things Brooks says. Has anybody talked to Brooks recently?
I have not.
He tweeted something. I didn't read it.
Sounds about right. something that we don't know about you.
Skip it.
Just a small one this week.
I got a haircut.
You got a haircut? I need a haircut. Chris?
I scheduled a haircut for next week.
All right.
Perfect.
Striking out.
Oh, you guys did.
But I want to
Oh, yeah, because she didn't show up. Our bro-off didn't happen because she didn't show up.
I want to save that whole story for the next episode. Teaser. talking about a bro off. And I think that's the end of
that. That sounds good.
That's basically all the segments.
I like the teaser, yeah. So next time we'll talk about our little bro off. It was the party where he ended up getting really wasted, but the only reason that happened is because this girl that we were going to have a bro off with didn't show up.
And also, Kayla didn't show up, so I didn't have to impress anybody.
More on that later.
And thank you for listening. And next week, girls. That's what we're talking about. That's the topic, girls and other things. 59, or 49 minutes. Ah, shit. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.